Okay, Chav Dal Amud Aleph, by the two dots on the four lines from the top. Zok the Gemara. Iboilu. Now we're going a little back to Chanukah. The Tosis asked, you can look at the Tosis, a little Tosis over here. Iboilu, Ma'ul Haskir Shal Chanukah Bebechus Amazin, for some reason we were mafsik over here between all the Chanukah that we saw, how many all the Chanukah stuff, and then we were mafsik over here for a little for the what the beer, the mission of Hashem and Tzrivi. Now we're going back to Chanukah. Teis Taka doesn't have chat. Why we, what happened to the middle, to the intermission over here? But Iboil, Maru Lahaske Shel Chanukah Beberchus Hamazon. We know you have to say we know we say Al Nisim, like Tefillah we say Al Nisim. And but now the shail is, what about Birchas HaMazon? Why is Tefillah so pashut? Why is Tefillah is pashut? The Gemara is asking the guy about Birchas HaMazon. So Rashi says the reason why Tefillah is pashut is because we saw on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis May Chanukah, and the Gemara said they were koveh for Hal Loida, and if they were koveh for Hal Loida, then obviously the time for that is by Davin. That's what Rashi says. The kulam of the Chanukah, that's what Rashi says. Tosis says a different shot. Tosis says because what's halvaydah? Halvaydah means we want to be mefaris in the nest. Now, if we want to be mefaris in the nest by tefillah, so there's always a tefillah b'tzibur. We're always being mefaris in the nest. That's why it's pasha by tefillah. Of course, you have to say al anisa because being mefaris in the person of the nest is obviously the right place is in tefillah because that's where tefillah b'tzibur and everyone's going to hear the person of the nest. By Birchas HaMazon, where usually it's done biyachid, biyachidos, then it's a shaila if we're mazkir al anisim or not. It's Zok Tugman. And it does happen that we do, it doesn't happen in Yidam biyachidos, and it does also happen that you have Birchas HaMazon with a big tzibar. But usually the case is that you have Birchas HaMazon be tzibar and that biyachidos. Iboyalu. Ma'ula haskir Iboyalu. Ma'ula haskir shal chanukah be Birchas HaMazon. Are we masker Chanukah Birchas HaMazon? In other words, do we say Al Nisim Birchas HaMazon? What's the Tzadim? Kivin the Medra Banan Hu Lemid Kinon. Do you say it's not like Rishchidish, like the Gemara is going to say later on in Shabbos and Yontif? That's the Raisa. This is only Medra Banan. So that's why we shouldn't say Al Nisim by Birchas HaMazon. I don't mention Pesu Minisa Mad Kinon. But still, you want to be fast in the nest. Still, we're going to say it by benching. It's only be Yachid. It's only yourself. It's only the negev for yourself. It's not a tzibur. We just saw a Tosis that says the yachid. Basically, person of nes doesn't necessarily mean for someone else. Person of nes for yourself is also to internalize the nes is also called person of nes.
You still have to do it.
Yeah, you still have to do it. No, there's still something of internalizing a nes for yourself. But what obviously the bigger the tzibur is, the more person of nes there's going to be. So that's Mars Tutsan. Do we say it? Do we not say it because it's not there, right? So do we say it in Birchas HaMazon because at the end of the day there is Birchas HaMazon. Amir Rav, Amir Rav Schira, Amir Rav Huna, any masker. No, the halacha is we're not supposed to be masker. You don't have to be masker. Vim Bola Hasker masker Ba'ida. But if you do want to be masker, which we do lamaisa, if you want to be masker, then you masker Ba'ida by Hada, which means Birchas Aretz. We start Vinaydilcha then. That's when Vinaydilcha. That's the Birch the Neidilcha when we bench and we thank Hashem for all the other things. That's why that's the proper place for Birchas HaMazon for Al Anisim. Rav Huna b'Rav Yehuda, Ikla b'Rav, Savlad k'Rav b'Ein Yerushalayim. Rav Huna b'Rav Yehuda went to the house of Rava, and he thought that he should say the right place is b'Ein Yerushalayim, because that's when usually all other Yalviyav is b'Ein Yerushalayim. So he thought, so too is Al Nisim is b'Ein Yerushalayim. Amalu Rav Sheshes k'Tfila. No, don't do it in b'Ein Yerushalayim, do it just like we do it in Tfila. When do you do Al Nisim Tfila? You do Al Nisim Tefila by Maiden. How come? Like we said before, because Chanukah is the Nes. Al Nisim is Haidah. It's not Me'en HaMuruah that we're going to talk about later on by Yalav Yav. It's not like Yalav Yav. It's very different. Al Nisim is Haidah. It's like the Gemara said in Chafal Fum Beis to be that was Kavul Lahal Haidahs. And that's why we say Al Nisim. And therefore it should be in Haidah, not in Bainish Line. When it comes to Men HaMuruah that we're going to see later on by Rish Chedesh, then we're going to say it in Bainish Line. But over here, we do it in Haida, which is later on in Maidim. Ketfila. So we said any masker doesn't mean don't be masker. Any masker means any tzorech masker, and that's taka the reason why if we forget we don't go back. Any masker means any tzorech masker, but we're from Eden. We want to do the best possible, so we're masker. But taka if we miss it, then we don't go back because of that. Because the Gemara says any masker. Is mat tefillah b'ayda? Af pechaz hamazon b'ayda.
Meaning, if someone, let's say, didn't have a mansion,
mm-hmm.
they didn't know Al-Nisim by heart.
Right.
And no mansion by heart. Right.
Then definitely bench without Al-Nisim.
Bench without Al-Nisim.
Right, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
You don't wait till you get a bench, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bench.
Is he boilu? I wouldn't pass in that Lamaisa here. That's a good shot. If you said, now you're starting to talk about waiting. If a guy says, I have to wait 5 minutes to bench, and we have the bench without an Al-Nisim, that I don't know about. Because we do it, that's the minig. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you would do that as a sovai, but if you miss it, then you don't have to go back. So, it's not bad. Iboilu. We spoke about Chanukah, now what about Rosh Chodesh? Iboilu.
Benching is Hadar. Where Al-Nisim is, it's considered Hadar.
That's Vinayd Lacha. Vinayd Lacha Allah. That's the bracha of Hadar. Ziboilu. Ma'ala has Rosh Chodesh Bechus Hamazon. What about Rosh Chodesh and Birchas Hamazon? Imtim Slemi B'Chanukah D'Rabban Alay Tzarek. We just said that you don't have to. It's not marked by Chanukah because it's only D'Rabban. But Rosh Chodesh D'Raisa Tzarek. But Rosh Chodesh is the D'Raisa Samela. We should be masker. Idil Makim D'Lei Asur Basias Malacha Alay Maskirinon. Or Lamai said it's not like Shabbos that it's Asur Basias Malacha, and therefore we do not have to. It's not such a Dargah of Kedusha and Mila. You do not have to be masker in Birchas Hamazon Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Amar Masker, Rav Paskins, we are Masker, that's the Halacha L'Maisa. Uchnina Amar Eini Masker, Amar Rav Zreika, Nukayt the Rav B'yadcha. We pass him like Rav. Why? The Koy of Oishia Kavasei. The Tani of Oishia, Yamim Sheyeshba and Karbin Mosuf, Kegoyim, Rish Chodesh, V'chol Shalmoyed, on Rish Chodesh and Chol Shalmoyed, that they have, those are days, that you bring a Karbin Mosuf, and that's why we daven Mosuf. Then Arvish Shachris Mincha Mispalish Min Esrei, VaOmer Meinam Ura. Then in Shachris Mincha Meiriv, you say Meinam Ura, which is Rish Chodesh, which is Yalav Yavim. Meinam Ura is we talk about that day. That's Yalav Yavim. We do say it. Ba'avoida is in Ritzei. V'im Lo Yomer Machzir Noisei. And over here it's Ma'akid. If you don't say it, then you have to go back. V'im Ba'in Kedusha Alakoyz. But we do not in those cases, even though it's a Musaf, Rish Chodesh and Chol Shalmoyed, we do not have Kiddush. V'yesh Bohen Azkara B'Birchas Hamazon. This is what we just said. Is like this is right to Rav, because it says beforeish that we do say that Azkara B'Birchas Hamazon. We say Yalav Yavoy. That's the cases of Yamim Sheyesh Bohen Musaf. Yamim She'in Bohen Musaf. Karbon Musaf. But the days that we do not have Karbon Musaf, Kegoyin Sheni V'Chamishi. The tiniest umamadis, Monday and Thursday. The Gemara is going to ask Monday and Thursday. What's the havamin? What's special about Monday and Thursday? But sheni v'chamishi, tiniest. Whenever the chama kaveh tiniest umamadis sheni v'chamishi. I'm sorry, umamadis. What's umamadis? Umamadis is that we say in davening koyhanim b'duchanim. And Yisrael b'maimadim. What's maimadim? Maimadim is that Klal Yisrael really when the Koyanim are being makav karbonis, they're not being makav just for themselves. The makav, it's a karbon tzivur. It's a karbon tzivur. So really, we should. The halacha is by every karbon yachid. Even the bailim stands next to the karbon, and he's overseeing the karbon because it's his karbon. And really, the whole Klal Yisrael should have to sit there by the karbonis and stand over the karbon because it's their karbon. But the chamur and sakin maimadis, which means that there were 24 mishmaris. And these 24 groups were stood over the Karbanas, and they represented Klal Yisrael. They represented the Klal Yisrael. And sometimes, even if they weren't there in Yerushalayim, they stayed home and they fasted, and that was their my mothers. So that's what the Gemara the Bais is referring to. So all these cases, we're going to say there's no man amura. So Monday and Thursday, what's special about Monday and Thursday all over any other day in the week? Why is there a Havimina that on Monday and Thursday should be better? What it's referring to is that the Monday, Thursday, and Monday, which is Bahab, that some people are knowing to do, and yeshivas are knowing to do that, the title is Bahab, that means that whenever the Chum saw fit to be Kaveh, either there was no rain or whatever it was, we do it after Yom Tovim, we'd say Bahab. Some places, so that in Bahab, which is a little special because they made a tainus like a tainus, and but still you don't say Arviv Arvis Shachas Mincha Mespalish Min Esrei Va'Oyim Meinam Ura B'Shemei Tfila. In those cases, we say Meinam Ura, which we do mention the day. That's the we say We on Tainis we do say Aneinu. This is referring to Aneinu. And there's two questions that we have to deal with over here. First of all, it says Arvis on Tainis. It says Arvis Shachris Amincha. We say Me'en Amura. We say Aneinu. On Ma'ariv, there's no fasting. You never fast in Ma'ariv. You know, it's never a 24-hour fast. It always starts in the morning and finishes by Ma'ariv. So the first Ma'ariv, the night before, you're not fasting. And the second night, you're done the fast. So what's the Mishnah saying? What's the Brisa saying that on Ma'ariv we're Mazkir Aneinu? We say Me'en Amura. So Rashi is bothered with this question. And Rashi says the Pshat is because even though the halacha is that we could eat, but the Tainus does in essence start the night before. The day of the Tainus, it's still, we know, Arvas Ha'ilach HaChayim, and it's part of the Tainus. And mainly you do say Aneinu even though we eat. So now, we Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, we don't say it by Ma'ariv HaShachris. How come? Because Rashi brings a Yerushalmi that says that we're afraid that if we mazker Aneinu by Ma'ariv HaShachris, you might eat by mistake. And you're going to mevatel the whole thing. It's almost like you lied. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, we don't say it by arvus and shachris, only by mincha. When you accomplished most of the fast, then you could say aneinu by mincha. But otherwise, you don't say it. That's halacha lemaisa. I'm sorry, it might be tshuvas agayinim. Rashi brings a tshuvas agayinim. I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry, it's tshuvas agayinim. Oh, so that's the good shayla. So what about Peshat? What about the Yiddish shayla? What about the Baal Tzibur says it? The Shlich Tzibur says it. So the Peshat is because one person, hopefully in the Tzibur, there's one person who's going to make it through the day. Every Yachid, the Peshat is, you never know with him. You know, he can't say it. But Shlich Tzibur is being made to everyone. So one person, hopefully from the whole Tzibur, is going to say, Mel, it's not going to be a Tefillah Shal.
So
Tishabab
at night, there's no
Tzibur.
There's no Shats. Maybe that's... Otherwise, you say
it by Tishabov.
Say Tishabov
also.
You say it night by
Tishabov. So you're saying right, because no Tzibah. Say, but it's a good child, but Tishabov. So maybe Tishabov is more Chomer, so we're not worried someone's gonna. Here, Tishabov is the child, why don't we say it? Huh? Tishabov.
What about it?
We say it at noon in the morning.
No, I'm not saying it at night.
Huh?
But we're fasting.
So what's the child about?
No, you still should not say it.
Huh?
I mean, if the Bichazar says shots by night, would you say it?
Oh, you mean the night before?
Yeah,
you would say it. Yeah. If there would have been a chazar shas, you would have this svar also. Yeah, any time if there would be a svar a night before in a chanam, if there would be a tzibur, it's not only Tishba, for them it was everyone. There was a tzibur every Monday, Thursday, Monday. There was a tzibur also. I'm sorry.
Again, why isn't Yachid saying in the morning?
Because he might not make it through the day fasting. He might have to break his fast. And then the aninu that he said is going to be.
Chazan saying because someone moved. Yes.
But a chazan saying because hopefully with the whole tzibur there's going to be one person who is enough. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a very good child.
The mamada, right?
Huh?
Mamada.
No, so the Rashi is also about that. The terrace to that is
7 days, right?
Huh? My mother's? No, Monday, Thursday, Monday.
My mother's not Monday through Thursday.
It's Monday through Thursday.
Mother's holy, huh?
The fasting was Monday through Thursday. That's the Kamash Malon, right? But it doesn't have to talk about that. Just like we said, just like the Mishnah Sam says Arvis, so it's talking about Birchas Hamazon, and also it's Negev for if someone eats at night. It's the day of the fast, even though you're not fasting, but it's the day of the fast. So just like Aneinu, you say, right? Aneinu we also say. Aneinu we say at night, even though you're eating. So Birchas Hamazon is also Negev at night the night before. Okay. So talk to Gemara. Ve'ein bo'en ha'zkar Birchas Hamazon. Iboyelu. Iboilu. Ma'u lahazkir shal chanakah b'musafim. What's the halacha now to be mazkir ala nisim in musaf? Where's the negeh musaf and chanakah? If it's Shabbos or it's Chodesh, all these things, it's negeh, you have a musaf and chanakah. What's the halacha? Are you mazkir ala nisim in musaf? So what's the tutz talim? So my kivin the less pay musaf bididei lamed grinon. It doesn't have. What do you say? Because in its own right, there's no musaf. It's only because of shchedesh, because of Shabbos. But in its own right, there's no musaf, and therefore you should not say it because the musaf is not coming because of Chanukah. But or no, lemaisa, there is four tefillos on that day, and therefore you should say four tefillos. You should say al nisa. You do say Al Nisim. Amar Abaya, Rav Yosef, Hadar Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Duravu. Amar Abaya, Rav Yosef, Hadar Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Duravu. The halacha that Rav Yosef said, that Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, is halacha of Rav. Dam Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, Rishchidish Chalias B'Shabbos. You have Rish Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos. Hamafter benavi b'Shabbos, any tzarich la'az kishol Rish Chodesh. When you say mafter on Shabbos, you do not have to mention Rish Chodesh. Why? She ilumali Shabbos. I'm sorry.
Kriyster
on Shabbos.
Kriyster of Rish Chodesh.
No, we're talking about at the end by the brachas. At the end, when you say the Berachas HaTorah, Berachas HaTorah, so over there you say, at the end you say Mikadosh HaShabbos, do you say Mikadosh HaShchedesh
VaHashabbos? So the Shaila isn't about what to lay.
No, the Shaila is, right. When you say Mikadosh HaShabbos, should you add in Me'en HaMa'uro, which is Rishchedesh VaShabbos? It's Dr. Gemara. How come? Oh, so you see over here there's a raya that in order to say the me'ena ma'ura, it has to be coming. You have to that tefillah has to be said because of that me'ena ma'ura. So just like we're saying on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, you don't say Rosh Chodesh me'ena ma'ura because it's not coming machmas Rosh Chodesh, only coming machmas Shabbos. So to be Chanukah, the Musaf, what's it coming for? It's coming for Rosh Chodesh, it's coming for Shabbos. It's not coming for Rosh Chodesh, for Chanukah. So therefore, you wouldn't say Me'en HaMa'ura, you wouldn't mention Chanukah either.
Is the Chol HaMoed the Pesach Gantz Shabbos is a similar thing also? No, Chol HaMoed Shabbos.
Chol HaMoed Shabbos. So that's Chol HaMoed Shabbos, but then you say it else. It's could be a Tzion Tov as I hear.
Could be
a Tzion
Tov. But there's no Chiyuv Haftarah. It's the same thing as Rosh Chodesh.
There's two nuschais. So what's the shah? You're saying if we say what's the dimyan? Hasam navi b'drush chedesh like a cloud. By Rish Chedesh is totally mufka from Haftarah. You'll never find Haftarah on Rish Chedesh. So Mela, you won't mention on Rish Chedesh Shachal Halius B'Shabbos. You won't mention the Me'en HaMa'ura. Hacha Isa B'Arvis V'Shachas HaMincha. Over here, the tefillah that we do mention Al Nisim, you do have in general on Shabbos. So therefore, I'm sorry, on Chanukah. So therefore, there is more of a tzad on Chanukah to mention it by Musaf because the tefillos do have a shayachas to Chanukah. And maybe you should mention on Chanukah al Nisim. So the Gemara is going to bring another raya, different raya. El ha'damit, amir v'avach tovui, amir v'masna, amir rav, yontav shechal yis b'shabbos, hamafte b'navi b'mincha b'shabbos, ain't tzarech lahaz k'shal yontav. Shilimali shabbos, ain't navi mincha. Now, we don't lay in haftarah by mincha. We don't do that. But Rashi also brings from a Tshuvas HaGa'inim that they used to lay in Haftarah b'Mincha also. They used to lay in Haftarah every Shabbos Mincha, they used to lay in Haftarah. And they were mevatel it. Rashi says, be made per Sayim. They came and they were God's Xerah that you shouldn't do. They said that you shouldn't do this. And in Mela, we stopped from then. But Be'etzim, there used to be a Mincha, on Mincha, on Shabbos, they used to lay after.
They would lay the one for the next week, just like we
but different after. Some after. Yeah, it's not like I know. No.
Next week,
so. I know it's maybe they lay the first three psukim of the next after, just like we did. Huh?
Ten
psukim. Okay, but what's Shabbos? Which ten psukim? He's saying maybe by Shabbos, by Mincha, they did we do the next parasha. So after, did they do that also? Yeah. Is Dr. Gemara, Amr of Mass, Amr of Yez, Yontav Shechal Yez B'Shabbos, Amr of Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos, Ein Tzarech Lazkar Shal Yontav. Why? Shalom Ali Shabbos, Ein Navi B'Mincha B'Yontav. Because if not for, if not for the Shabbos on Mincha, if not for Shabbos, you would not. For Yontif itself is not a mechayef after. It's just Shabbos. So and what and over here in this case there is a shachris that is nishtayech to Yontif is also mechayef after by shachris. So you should say this. So over here already it is a dimit to Chanukah. So maybe you should over here to raya that you don't say it if it's not coming from the animal. And that will be a raya. The lechayer this brayso will be a raya that you do not say Chanukah me'enamura by on Musaf. But the ma'aseh the Gemara says v'les hilchas a kachal anishmeitza el gihadam reishu ben Levi yema kapurim shechalias b'shabbes. I'm a spell me ilu tzarich laskeshal Shabbos yemushin eschayev arba tefilas. Over here you do see that you do find that even though the ne'ilah on Shabbos there's five tefilas really on ne'ilah including arvus. The Gemara is excluding arvus, but there's four tefilas during the day. And the fourth tefillah of Ne'ilah has no shaychus to Shabbos. It's only coming Machmas Yom Kippur. And still on tefillah Ne'ilah, you're masked from Shabbos. So you see, even though the mechayef in Ne'ilah is only Yom Kippur, not Shabbos, you still mention Shabbos. So too on Chanukah, even though the mechayef in Musaf is Rosh Chodesh, and not Chanukah, you still mention the Chanukah. Sorry? Is it ma'akiv? Al Nisim is always not ma'akiv. Because we said earlier it's any masked.
But
it's not by
the.
What is of Torah? Is it ma'akiv? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
What did you say?
He says the Mishnah Megillah.
Mm-hmm. So you do find that it's not, you don't have to come out to the Jewish Agoinim. One part of the Ksuvim.
According to the Taisus, you're not laying in the next week.
So there's two Pashas that people say over there afterwards. The two
Halalukis. Mm-hmm. For the Ksuvim.
Part of that is this meaning of saying Ksuvim. Is it?
Makes sense. Talk to Gemara.
What does that do?
No, it is Ksuvim. Those are Psukim from Ksuvim. Talk to Gemara. Frak to Gemara. Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. Amrit Hilchasa Kiyub Shuv and Levi. You're telling me now that Allah is. Like Kiyub Shuv and Levi. That you do say Menam Ura, the Kamelan Hilchasa Kirava. And in the other hand, you find like with the passing like Rava. Dalmi Rava. Yantav Shechaldias Beshabbis. Shlech Tziba Hayur Lifnea Teva. Arvis. Eni Tzarech Lahazka Shal Yantav. Now what happens? This is talking about on Friday night we say Magen Avos. Magen Avos. Now Magen Avos is another form of the whole entire Chazaz Hashatz. Really, every day we say Chazal, every tefillah, Shachas Mincha, we say Chazal Shatz. Arvit, Ma'ariv, we don't say Chazal Shatz. Now, on Shabbos, Ma'ariv, we do say Chazal Shatz. What's the Chazal Shatz? It's an abridged version. If you look at every it represents each Magen Avos, Bedvaro, Mechayim Mesim, is Mechayim Mesim. It goes through all the tefillah, the whole tefillah of Chazal Shatz. So that is considered Chazal Shatz. Now, do we mention over there? Do we mention over there Yontif? Zok Gemara, Yontif shechal yis b'shabbes shliach tziba yoylof nei teva arves eini tzarich laaske shal Yontif. Why shiglamali shabbes ein shliach tziba yoyud arves be Yontif? Says Gemara, but on Yontif we don't say Magen Avos. We don't do this Chazal Shatz. So even though Zok Gemara, so because the mechayev again over here we're going the other way around because the mechayev for this Chazal Shatz it's for Shabbos and not for Yontif. We don't mention at all Yontif. So you see over here Fakarat, that when the Mechayev is not that day, we don't mention it at all. Now, what's the pshat in this? Well, what happened on Friday night more than the other night? So Rashi learns what happened Friday night is because the entire week, people didn't have Ma'ariv with a minyan. Because yes, everyone went to work and came home very late. People died in the house. So it wasn't a gear this Chazal Shat. Masha'en came, Zok Rashi, Friday night, when everyone came together, for Ma'ariv, and they wanted to give everyone a little time, because some people came late, and they wanted everyone to get to go home together because the shul was chutzlier, and therefore they said this little extra. That's why we know you to say Baruch Hashem. People say Baruch Hashem to give people more time to get up to Shemini Esrei so everyone could walk home together, because it's sakana otherwise not to walk home together. That's why they say Barayim. That's why we also they said Magen Avos. So, but that's only on Shabbos. And so Rishonim sure talk about why in Yontif you don't have that. Some say Yontif. Some people say they daven biyichidus because they were Isaac and Simchas Yontif. You know that?
No, I was wondering this guy.
Yontif, yeah. Yeah, so I heard Shabbos because Yontif also people stayed home because they were Isaac and Simchas Yontif. So maybe they stayed home. So it was also Vayit and Atnigeh. But on Shabbos was the time where everyone davened Maariv together, and that's why they had this actual tefillah. So Dr. Gemara. So we have a stira. We pass like on one hand we're saying like a Shimon Levi that says on Yom Kippur on Ni'ilah we do say Me'en Amura even though it's not coming Mechmas Shabbos. And on the other hand over here we see that on Yontif on Shabbos we do not say Yontif. Dr. Gemara Hachi Hashda Hasam B'dinu Dafil B'Shabbos Leitzarech. Like we said, on Shabbos also, it's not a real tefillah, this tefillah, it's Magen Avos. The only reason why we say it is because for the takana, for the people going home. Because it's sakana for people to go home together. So therefore, even on Shabbos it's not a real thing, so Yontif Shabbos is it's not necessary to say it because it's not a real tefillah. A real tefillah we would say it, but it's not a real tefillah. But over here, when you do have a real tefillah, mashallah by Chanukah, or on Yom Kippur, it's the real tefillah. When it's a real tefillah on that day, you have a tefillah, you say Me'en Amura, even Chanukah and Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Okay. Zakti Gemara, v'loy ba'aliyah. We said in the Mishnah that one of the things that we're not madlik with it is aliyah. So, Zakti Gemara, chacham ha'inu tanakam. In the Mishnah we learned, it's a little repetitious. The Gemara says, v'loy ba'zeves, v'loy ba'shaiva, v'loy ba'shemen kik, v'loy ba'shemen shreva, v'loy ba'aliyah, v'loy ba'chelev. Now the Chama is saying that the chaylev, which is mevushal and not mevushal, you're not madlik with, is the exact same thing as the before Nachum Amadi came along. It says v'leib chaylev. So how, and v'leib chaylev doesn't sound like it makes a difference if it's mevushal or not mevushal. So the Tanakam that says v'leib chaylev is the same exact thing as the Chama that say echad mevushal ve'echad sheinu mevushal. So the Gemara Chama and Tanakama. If we remember, the Rav Bruna said on Daf Chaf Beis. I'm sorry, not Chaf Beis. On Daf Chaf Aleph, Gemara said that we had a Rav Bruna that said Chelev Mahotach V'Kirvi Dagim. If you have melted down Chelev and the melted down Kirvi Dagim, the insides of the Dagim, you'll add a light. So if you remember, we said because it's Gzera L'Gzera, because the whole it really the Dagim itself and the Chelev itself lights well. And I'm sorry, the chelev and nemuach lights well. And if you add a kol shehu of other shemen, it's definitely then. Chelev and nemuach lights very well. And to add a kol shehu really also lights well. So there's only a gzera not to add a kol shehu. So it was gzera. So mele will matter. So and that's what Rebuna said. So mele by chelev hanimuach that you add a kol shehu of shemen of good shemen, then gzera mele it's mutter to light with. And that's what we're adding over here. That's the machlokes between Tanakama and Chum. Whether we pass them like this halacha that if you add a kol shehu into a chelev hanemuach, is that kosher v'hadlakas neiris? And that's the machlokes. Now who holds what? The Tanakama and the Chumim?
Machlokes is whether you need that. No?
What do you mean?
Machlokes is even without it whether it's good or only with the mixed in. No.
I'll see you, Bruno. Talk to you tomorrow.
Let them say. No, one second.
No, yeah, Rabuna says, Amr Rabuna, Chilim Mahot of the Kavi Dagam Shinuch, Adam Nislam Tech Hashem calls you madlik. So Zakti Gemara, so that's the machlokes. So who holds what? What does Tanakama hold and what does the Chacham hold? Zakti Gemara, V'loy Misaymi. We're not sure who holds what. We don't know which one. It's not clear, even though usually the second mandam is coming to Yosef, but the Gemara says over here we don't know who holds what. But Akapam, that's machlokes. One holds mutter, one holds aser. Zok the Gemara, zok the Mishnah. Hemshech to last Mishnah. Ei madlikim m'shemen sreiva b'yontif. So we saw this was matam according to one mandamer. Ei madlikim m'shemen sreiva b'yontif. We're going to see in the Gemara how come we're not allowed light a shemen truma that you have to burn on Yontif. You have Shmuel Omer, Ei Madlikim Be'itron, which is we had that before, which is the psilis of zeft of pitch. Mivnei Kvoida Shabbos, because it gives off a bad smell, and bad smell is not kavod Shabbos, and therefore Shmuel says to us Chama Tirin B'Chol Hashmonim, Chachama Mat, and all the following Shmonim Shemen Shum Shemen, which is sesame seed, shemen agoizim, nut seed, shemen tznainus. Rashi says shemen tznainus is radish oil, shemen dogim, and shemen dogim is fish oil. So now this is a little troublesome because dogim, we know dogim, we saw dogim shenemuchu is really aser. That's Rashi says over here shemen dogim, a kirvi dogim shenemuchu. Rashi learns shemen, it's kirvi dogim shenemuchu. There is machlokes Rishonim about this, but Rashi learns shemen dogim shenemuchu, which is mutter. Meshem pkois, which is some type of maybe it's watermelon oil, uve beitron uve neft, and itron is what we just saw, it was the pitch, and the neft is sulfur. Retarfen oimer imad likin el b'shemen zayis bilvad. Retarfen says no, the only thing that's really kosher for hadlakas neris is shemen zayis. How come? So you could say the pshat, no, the Rishonim not masber. How come? So either the pshat is because like we saw by Chanukah, the Gemara said shemen zayis is the one that light, that burns the nicest. So he could, he is, that's why he says Shemen Zayas. I'm sorry? It sounds like he's saying that's the halacha, yeah? Saying that's the halacha. And we don't pass him like that. This is a retire. And the another pshat is the Shemen Zayas. You see the Torah said that you should be madlik Shemen Zayas in the Menorah. So you see Shemen, he holds out the chash, now it's because it burns nice. Just, that's the chash of a Shemen, that's why we should burn Shemen Zayas. Zok to Gemara. My time. What's the reason why we're not allowed to burn what Shemen Sirif B'yantif? We spoke a lot about this. What's the reason for it? So, Tumar, if you shayin Sirifin Kachim B'yantif, because we're not allowed to burn Shemen Kachim B'yantif, even though this has a din to burn. We're talking about Shemen that has a din to burn. We spoke, there's a chiyuv to burn it, but you're not allowed to burn it on Yantif. Minanimili, how come? Amar Chizkiyah, v'chein taner v'dvei Chizkiyah. This is talking about on the Korban Pesach that you're not allowed to leave it over until the morning, and then it says after that then it says again and what is left over the Gemara says the Pasuk says you should burn. How come it says, once it says one time biker, how come it does it say it again? How come it says biker again? Which means that we're saying that not the first biker. What's the first biker after the Korban Pesach? Yantif. True Yantif. We're saying push it off to the next biker, which is Chalamoid. How come the Torah is saying push it off to the next, you know, next day, which is Chalamoid? Because you're not allowed to burn. Here's the raya that you're not allowed to burn Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. The Pasuk is saying burn it on Chalamoy, not on Yontif. That's Chizkiyah. That's Chizkiyah's Mukar. Abaye Amar Amakra, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatai. It says, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatai, burn only the things that are Mukhiv on that day. But, V'loi Oilas Shechil B'Shabbos, but not something that is not, that is not for that day. In other words, there's a murim l'mashal that are left over from the day before on Friday. You're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos, even though there's a mitzvah to burn it. But only burn the things that come mechmas that day. And that, again, not a l'schil weekday on yontif. So that's another marker. They are not allowed to burn shemen sreif because that's not the chayvus hayyim. The chayvus hayyim is not to burn shemen sreif. The chayvus hayyim is only to burn the kachim of that day. But something that shemen sreif, there's no chayvus hayyim for that day, and anything that doesn't have a chayvus hayyim for that day, you should not burn on yontif.
You're not using it for another purpose, the oil.
I'm sorry?
Even though you're burning the oil for another purpose.
Right, yes. Zakti Gemara, Rava Amakra, Rava says a third pshat, Hu levada yasa lechem. It says the pasuk, that it says in the pasuk by uviyam yishim mikra kodesh uviyam ashvi mikra kodesh yilachem kol malach lo yasa behem achas yichol lechol nefesh hu levada yasa lechem. The het of eichol nefesh, it says hu levada yasa lechem. Now what's being made? Hu levada, what's being made? So like mar hu v'loy machshirin. The only thing is that's eichol nefesh. Let's say you want to shecht the cow, which is mutter because it's eichol nefesh. So now, but you don't have a knife. So you want to make a knife on Shabbos. Not to make a knife on Shabbos. That's the makom patish. So you're not allowed to do that. The Torah is saying, even though it's for eichel nefesh, you're making the knife for eichel nefesh, but you're not allowed to do that because that's called a machsha eichel nefesh. It's not the eichel nefesh itself. It's only a machshav of the Eichel Nefesh. It's only a step before the Eichel Nefesh itself, and therefore it is us. And so too, not a milosh lebizmana, which means that eighth day, the shmiyam hashmini is deicha shabbos and it's deicha yontif. But what happens if let's say for some reason you couldn't do the eighth day, the baby was yellow, whatever it was, then you have to wait for the next day. You have to do the ninth day. That's called a milosh lebizmana. And a milosh lebizmana is not deicha yontif. Hula vadoi, but not something that's lebizmana. The asiv kal v'chaymer. What does it mean kal v'chaymer? So the Gemara and the Kuflam Beis. Brings a kal v'chomer that says like this. Rashi brings it. Umat tziras shedeiches avoda. A kohen who has tziras is not allowed to do avoda. Va'avoda deiches haShabbos, and avoda itself is deiches Shabbos, right? That we know we're doing avoda on Shabbos. Milosh lebizmana deicha isa. Milosh lebizmana is deicha tziras. What happens if a katan has tziras on his the place where the mila is? You cut it off, even though it's alive. Not a cut off tziras, but when it's in the place of mila, you let it cut it off. So it comes out that mila shleibes mana comes out more chamer than lechira, comes out more chamer than Shabbos and avoda, right?
I say deicha lesser.
So it's deicha Shabbos. So in theory, it should come out that mila shleibes mana should be deicha also yontif. But the Gemara says no. That's the pasuk. That's why you need a special mir over here that says hulavadoi dafka euch nefesh, but not milosh lebizmana. Now, just like milosh lebizmana, you see over here the dafka something that's bizmana. That's what deicha Shabbos, but or yontif. But something like shreifas kachim, which is not the zman. Today is not necessarily the day. The zman of shreifas kachim, and therefore it's not deicha Shabbos. If Ashi Yomer fourth pshat Shabbosin, I say that on yontif. It says Shabbosin, which is an assay. So it comes out that a yontif has favel yontif assay v'lois assay. Not only if you want to have this pasuk Shabbosin, then shreifas kachim we're going to learn later on is assay, and yontif is only a lois assay. So usually you say assay deich lois assay, but over here Hayyus Ravashi is mechadish that Shabbosin is assay also. So now yontif has assay and a lois assay. Memela in assay deich as lois assay v'assay. The assay of shreifas kachim is not deich lois assay in assay of yontif. Okay, shkoyach.